Now we go live to our Cork studio for John Creedon.
I'm on, am I? Am I on? So I am. Well, bless me, Raymond, for I have sinned. It's 2 months since my last haircut. I'm sitting here with a big schiock of hair up on top of me, and since March I've put on 3 pounds three stone since March.
Anyways. See that word you use there, schiock. Schiock of hair. I've never heard that before.
A schiock is an old blackthorn bush, any old twisted, turned, gnarled old. But funny enough, listening to you talk there to your last two contributors, indeed, I love that Monaghan accent and talking about Glasslough, or is it Glasslough?
Yeah.
You see, you're talking about places you don't even realise it.
And all the time. I'm fascinated by them as well. Not as fascinated as you are, because it's all in this brilliant book, That Place We Call Home. And did it start before you started touring up and down the country for television?
It did, really, to be frank. When I was asked way back when, what would you like to do, when I took to the road doing the first series, that went well. And I've been pitching this idea of place and place names forever, because since I was a little boy, I was blessed, I suppose, in ways with my parents. You know, life is a lottery, so you don't get to pick your parents, but I ended up with two who were just very sweet people, and they've produced 12 wonderful children, so why wouldn't they have been brilliant? But they had a great love of place. My mother came from way out the Beira Peninsula with that beautiful rugged, coastline, Bantry Bay and all its beauty. And I often say that scenery is often wasted on children, but we actually got it. No, we could actually pick it.
Right.
We did. We just, you couldn't help. And equally, my father then, who was also from west of the city, but lived in a different kind of landscape entirely. With him, it was all freshwater lakes, rushes, woodcock, snipe, pike, salmon, fishing, that kind of thing. Mm. So there were two totally different landscapes, and yet both oituchas, if you wish, you know.
And your dad was in Gila, was he?
He was, yeah.
And then your mum was where? Further out?
Adrigal.
Adrigal, all right.
Adrigal. But you know, there are stories within all those place names. And as I was saying, really, it was the place names around my father's place in particular that kind of drew me in as a little boy. You know, as a city kid, and I grew up in the inner city, and we had a late night shop, and we had a brewery nearby, we had a Turkish Delight factory nearby. It was all going, all buzz. You might as well have been living in the Lower East Side, really, with my childhood. And then in the country, off you go, and you have to go through this kind of boredom portal, and it's like there's nothing to do here, like, you know. And then after a day or so, you find that you actually come to rest with this spaciousness. And so it was the place names there. I always wondered about places like Caim Corribula. What about Tírna Spadóiga, the land of the robins? I mean, that was a kind of an entry point. Going along the road west from my father's place onto my mother's place at night, we usually travel late in the evening. There was just, my parents were so busy that it was always, we were like the night owls. We used to always travel in the evening. But I remember those long summer evenings and my father pointing out, say, like Caimini, the leap of the deer, or the path of the deer. And this story my father told me was quite dramatic about, there was this giant stag up there. And there are still deer there between Gugan Barra and all the way into Kerry, and there was a stag being hunted by the Redcoats, and they were hunting the stag, and he came to this ravine and he backed up and he made one leap and he managed to cross that road there in front of you. Look from that cliff over to that cliff.
Right.
And that's why this place is called Caimini, the leap of Caimini. The deer.
Because Leixlip is... Salmon Leap, is it?
Leixlip is an amazing one. It really is. Because the Vikings, you see, this is not a complicated subject, really. And I'm certainly no professor of anything. I'm just an amateur enthusiast. But I've loved this stuff all my life. And I find that the signposts now are like pop-up signs for me. They're telling me where I am or where I'm going through. So I couldn't ever ignore places like Porridge Town or New Two Pot House. You have to inquire, what's that about? But with Leixlip, when the Vikings came, they didn't really come to colonise us. They had no real interest in running the place in the same way as perhaps the Normans to some degree, but certainly Cromwell's crew, they wanted to run the show completely and to break down the existing culture. Whereas the Vikings were just happy to raid, you know, we're going to rob your town and clear off again. So what's your town called? It's called Cork. Grand, we're going to rob it, you know. And that's so they didn't actually set about renaming places. So most of the Viking names we have are coastal. It's places that they didn't already know. So Tusker Rock, for example, means jagged tooth rock in Old Norse.
Right.
Helvic Head means Helvic.
Dungarvan.
Yeah, you can tell, Ray, from the sound of them.
Yes,
you can hear that sharp.
Yes, yeah.
Look at the word Viking. dare I say it, it almost looks like the word Nazi in print. It's all sharp angles, Viking.
Yes, yeah.
And so you'll get that. And Leixlip is a brilliant example, because when they came to Ireland's Eye, what was a marker for them. That's why it's called Ireland's Eye. If you ever wondered, the EY bit is the Old Norse for island.
Uh-huh.
So Lambe means Lamb Island. Dorze Island, Dorze Island.
In
means,
West Cork.
Yeah, yeah, that means Bull Island or Ox Island. And Ireland's Eye was literally the island where you turn right for Ireland. And
right.
you go up the Liffey there and you can rob all around you, and you'll get fresh water once you get up there around the Poddle at where the modern day forecourts are. And that's where they settled, and that's where the city began, because the saltish, brackish water was met fresh water there where the Poddle comes into the River Liffey. So the Vikings settled there. Having settled, they then decided, should we do a few raids upstream and see what's up there? And they created a trading post and a town, if you will, called Leixlip. And the old that comes from the old Viking Laxhalup. Now, that's not brilliant Old Norse, but that's what it is, Laxhalup.
Right.
And it means salmon weir.
Aha.
So, if you think it through, the English name, the anglicisation or the transliteration of the Old Norse Laxhalup to Leixlip is a fairly simple step. But the Irish name is actually more accurate. The Irish name is Leimon Frodon, the Salmon's Leap.
Yes, yeah.
And so it was a Viking, you know, the Vikings named that.
So here we go. Hold on now. So I don't expect you to know the chronology, but it would be...
Sure, I know everything.
So the Norse give it their name, and then it's anglicised to Leixlip. Slip, and then the Irish look at the origins of the Norse thing and they call it the Leap of the Salmon. Is that it?
Yeah. Or perhaps kind of at the same time.
At the same time.
Because there was a weir there, so it was a physical feature.
Yeah.
And that's one of the interesting things about the whole thing is there are a few very big shifts. So starting off, we didn't have writing down in this country until about the 4th century. So think about it. The Celts were here for 5,000 years, for 4,000 of them, or best part of 4,000 of them, there was no writing down. If you couldn't keep it between your two ears, there was no record of who you were, where you were from, and if you were related to the people at the top of the island. So the oral tradition was huge. And all those original names, some of them, unfortunately, Ray, but it adds to the mystery and the beauty. Some of them are in languages that are now obsolete, so we can't even get in there and crack the code.
Right.
But most of the early place names were topographical features, so you get a lot of Canucks and Schlieves and Carn, of course.
Yeah.
And then, as the Celts settled...
What's Carn?
Carn literally is a heap of rocks.
Oh, a heap of rocks, right.
Yeah, so I mean, now many of them are burial sites. They didn't just go stacking rocks for the crack.
Yeah.
So, you know what I mean? So,
yes.
So a Carn, generally speaking, would suggest that there's someone buried
so
in
most
there.
So most of them, and you know, because even in your glossary at the back, you can, you know, like it was very easy. Now I knew it, but if I didn't know it, it would have been very easy to find out the origins of Kildare, because you go Kill Church, Dara Oak, you know, the Church of the Oak.
Kill is a tricky one though, because sometimes the word no, we're good. The word Quill, meaning a forest or a wood.
Ah, yes.
So sometimes, like for example, I must actually check it out definitively, but there's a place west of here called Cailkill, and Cail is narrow, and Kill I expect is a forest. So it's a narrow neck of forestry or something.
We had a man on from Cailkill recently.
Yeah, get away.
He found a cup from a man who'd swam the channel.
And are you serious?
Yes, there you go. Cailkill, I'd never heard of it before that.
God, between the octopus now and the...
Yes,
actually, I heard you talking about the ladybird as well.
Yeah.
Do you know what the Irish for ladybird is? And again, I'm no Gaelic scholar.
I should know, go on.
It's one of the most beautiful and... Boeen Day, God's little cow.
And
what I've discovered is, you know, I was telling you, I drifted away from the Irish language, you know, once I discovered girls and rock and roll and Georgie Best and long hair. Yeah. That was the end of it. I turned my back on the Gaelic tradition there right through the growing up years. And but I've since discovered there's such a gentle beauty about so many names in the Irish language, like Boeen Day. I mean, God's little cow.
Yeah.
Isn't that gorgeous? Or anybody that would name their land Tírna Spadóiga, the land of the robins, is automatically kind of seeding.
It's poetic, yeah.
But they're also giving the kind of, they're acknowledging that this is the land of the robins.
Okay.
I'll come, but...
Just for people, because I want to sell this book for you, John.
Oh, good man.
I want to sell this book for you. So it's not like an academic text. That's important. And it's told through your eyes and your journey and your family.
Yeah.
And like, for example, when you go out to Inchkeilley, how many cousins had you get out there?
There were 14 Creedons. My uncle John and Greta, they had 14 children, and my father Con and his wife Siobhan had 12 children. So there's a photograph of the two brothers, Con and John, side by side with their spouses and their 26 children. There's 30 in the photograph.
And your dad used to call you John Joseph.
He called me anything, Julia, quite often.
Right.
he was a great man for words. He used to make up words like a Heinekenina. Do you know what a Heinekenina is?
I have no idea.
Or a Kujaki Swimmy. He used to talk Greek. He had classical Greek. He had Latin. He had the works. Right. But I remember him one day when he was quite elderly, waking up, having dozed off in the chair. And he said to my four little girls, he said, "Jesus, what time is it? What, 4 o'clock? God, where's the Heinekenina?" And they were saying, "The Heinekenina. You know, the Heinekenina for changing the channels. Where is this?"
Right? The Heinekenina.
Yeah, or a Kujaki Swimmy. But he had an Aunt Julia.
Kujaki Swimmy. What's a Kujaki Swimmy?
Whatever you want it to be, right?
He also had
several polite words for bathroom, just in case, I suppose, in the old days, if you were visiting a house and you didn't know if they had or hadn't one, you could inquire, is the foul house busy? Or the Consuili. He used to call, I don't know where he came up with the Consuili.
Yeah.
He's up in the Consuili.
And there's a lovely bit of dialogue in it, probably fictional, but doesn't matter to me. And will we just do a sort of reconstruction of it?
Is this what Neil was saying? Is it have you
got it in front of you there? Have you got the
he said it was page 39.
39, 40, yeah. So I'll start it off there.
Hold on a second now. This, by the way, Ray, sorry about this, though. I'm just trying to find it. I wish it was. No. Neil tipped me off that you might ask me about this. This conversation is kind of, this is only makey-uppy, really, but it's the kind of conversation that would have gone on downstairs in my Auntie Kit in Jack Michael's house in Adrigal. I just love my cousin so much. We all did. I've 11 siblings, and they all are part of this as well, because we just shared in this great tradition. But at night, there was this kind of shanachus would go on late into the night, and we'd fall asleep. But it was just that, you know, when you're a kid and you're in the back of a car and you're the mumbling from the front, that low, comforting conversation that goes on between adults. So that's what I was kind of
recreating.
Reporting.
Yeah.
Yeah. And about placing people and who we are and where we're from. And
so I'll start it off then. I don't know. We haven't rehearsed this, just in case. So I'm going to change the first
one. So you can be Auntie Kit and I'll be my mum, is it?
Right. Okay. Don't expect me to sound like Auntie Kit now.
No. No one could replace her.
Any news on. No. So any news on the Sullivans?
Which Sullivans would that be now?
The Castletowns.
Oh, yes. Connie Batt is doing great now, and Father John is home at the moment. You know, one of the boys ordained with him has gone out to Africa, Kenya, I think.
Which lad would that be now?
That'd be the lad in Tyrone. Oma. I think he was from Oma. He had a brother on the bank.
Ah, were the McIlvaneys or something?
No. They were McIlhennys. McIlhennys, I think. His sister was a teacher.
Ah, that's right. I have you now. Wasn't their mother's people originally from Ard Groom direction?
Oh yes, they were. But they were different Sullivans now. They'd be no connection to the Castletowns.
And there you go.
But that's kind of that went on in the cars and in the kitchens of my childhood. And what I realised when I was writing the book was, I have this great grow for the fact that we have this remarkable bardic tradition. We had to remember stuff, or some people, bards, they were given the duty of remembering who we are, who we're related to, the law. Medicine, all of this was committed to memory.
Yeah.
And I often look back and wondered, that's why even in my school years we had to learn poetry by rote, because that's how it was for thousands of years.
That's part of who we are.
It is very much part of who we are.
You'll understand this. I have to take a quick commercial break to get in before 4 o'clock. But we have questions, and this is going to be your life now after this book is out there. You know, people are going to sidle up.
I warned you now, I'm a professor of nothing. I'm only a well-intentioned amateur.
Well, it's out your direction. I want to know where the name Gagan came from after a commercial break.
Ancient Gagan.
The Ray Darcy Show on RTE Radio 1.
We're speaking to John Creedon. His new book, That Place We Call Home, is in shops now. So Gagan, it's out there near Clonakilty.
No, it's not that far out.
Is it not?
No. I wish to God I had loganim.ie in front of me. You'd think I was absolutely brilliant. because all my life I have had this folklore inside, in the little dictionary inside my glove box. So I remember going through Mogheely one day, and I said to Mairead said to me, what does that mean? And I said, God, I don't know. The Mogheely, the Maw bit sounds like a plane or a floodplain. There was a delay there because there was flooding, you see.
Yeah.
And the Gila, G-I for the L-E, I said, try D-H-I Fidelity, try put a shavu in there, D-I Fidelity, and we found it. Flood. So the actual place where the delay was because of the floods was named the Floody Floodplain.
And they'd built houses probably on the floodplain.
Well, you see, named and the thing about it is, before you build a bungalow, check the meaning of the place name. Inchigagan, yes. I'm caught, I give up. I think the inch bit is probably, as in all the other inches, inish. It could be, it doesn't even have to be an island as such. Like that's why you have Inch Strand, for example. It's attached to the mainland, but it juts out like a peninsula.
Peninsula, yeah, yeah.
In fact, you know what the correct Irish word, well, one of the Irish words, the Caidán word for a peninsula is? Lehinish.
Right, Lehinch.
Yeah.
Right.
It means half an island. Lehinish.
Very
see,
good.
There's a logic to all of this.
Now, loads of text saying, I love the name Kilmacow near Waterford, County Kilkenny. Thank you. That's all. That person just loves that name.
Yeah.
Nobber, County Meath, always makes me laugh, that person.
That's an amazing one. That's an amazing one. We're in the process of finishing the second series of Creedence Atlas. And again, it's place names leading us into the stories behind the place names. And in the last series, we actually went to Nobber because, yeah, there's names jump out at you.
Yes.
There's Bastard's Town in County Wexford, which I believe is a French, like a Norman family, Bastard. And that entered the lexicon there through them. You have, as we said, New Two Pot House. Porridge Town is another one I came across. Blanket Nook I came across in Donegal recently. There were loads of them. So Nobber, yes, I know, that would be a term that we would use here to describe someone who was of very loose morals, at least, right? and in the case of Nobber, this is, I love this, right? Nobber comes from the time the Normans were there. They were building a castle. They would usually arrive, they'd build a timber castle, and then they'd build a proper one, a big stone one. And really, the native Irish weren't doing that. We were living in timber structures. But with the stone castle, by God, you were local proof, right?
Yeah.
So they would build them. And they took time to build, like Blarney Castle, all those beautiful Norman keeps. They took a long time to build. There was a brilliant design. They had a mot and bailey. And so this went on probably for a couple of years. There were probably 2 years building it. And it became locally known as Oscailge on Ubber.
Like, ah, yes,
you ever
the
see,
work.
Yeah,
the
do,
work.
You ever, do you ever see other roads in Spain? You'll see where this fella's working.
Yes.
Obras, meaning, because trabajo is the Spanish for work, but they use the word obras, meaning works or roadworks.
Yes, yes, yes.
So on Ubber. So basically, if you were inquiring about any chance of a start, nothing going on here, lads, but go over and try on Ubber.
Yeah.
Right?
And it became, isn't that amazing?
And do you know what happened? They dropped the A. It just when it became not anglicised as such, but transliterated, means when you take the sound of something and you turn it into something that we can pronounce,
yes,
so that the British and right, all those could pronounce it. And the same happened to the Knoll. The Knoll is a nonsense. It's on oil, the cliff.
Yes.
But the N got stuck onto the A, and all of a sudden you have Knoll. And it's the same for the Irish word, or the Manx word for Ireland in Manx is actually Nerin. It's on Éireann. Nerin is what they call it.
We have to go to Noakt.
Sorry.
I find it all fascinating.
Yeah.
We leave the last words to this texter. What a man Creedon is. I could listen to him for hours and hours, and he can play some good music also. Definitely buying the book. I hope he will do it as an audio book because no one could imitate him telling it as he wrote it.
My poor family have to listen to me. That's the catch.
And will you be doing an audio book?
I have no idea. I expect these things are down the track a little bit, but I know the book is in the shops now. And by the way, good luck to the bookshops, but all books, your own book as well,
yeah,
and to all your own listeners who are first time writers. Now, this is my first one too.
Very exciting. Yeah.
Do you know what? And I just hope it goes well for everybody and for the bookshops too.
John Creedon, That Place We Call Home. Highly recommend it from here. Mind yourself, John. Talk to you soon.
Thanks a million, Ray. Appreciate it. Good luck,
bye
everyone.
Now, bye. Anish Tosh, and I'm the Field Skeleton and Noakta, Le Cotta Wallace.